Blog Talk Radio.
A man decides after several years, that's why he goes there for, to unlock the door. Well, those around him criticize and flee.
Oh my goodness, I want to welcome everybody to Vibe Time with Jerry, and I've got Teresa Sayers holding, and I want to welcome everybody on Facebook. I had to cut my song short because when I get on Facebook for some reason, I put my song up there, Facebook cuts my video short because they always tell me that it's not my music, and I'm like, no shit, I know that it's not my music. So anyhow, we have Teresa Sayers holding, but I got a couple of announcements I want to make. I announced earlier about the Cabin on 360s. The world's largest ghost hunt event, that is going to be on September 25th. Tickets are $20. It starts at 7 o'clock. We are going to have a blast. You get to investigate three locations. One's going to be the cabin. One's going to be the Brick Rancher and the woods. So if you haven't got your tickets for the world's largest ghost hunt, make sure you do that. Go to Cabin on 360's page. Grab your ticket. $20, you can't beat the price of that. And you know, we're going to have a good time. I'll be there. So I'll make the point to be there. The other thing, I was really excited because David Flowers, he does investigations out at the historical Powhatan Resort in Williamsburg. He actually does tours out there. So he has started those tours back, which I'm really excited. I'm trying to figure out which day I want to go on the tour. So those are Mondays, Wednesdays, Saturdays at 9 p.m. And those tickets are $15. So you can go on the Virginia Paranormal Occurrence, get your tickets for that. So that's going to be a lot of fun because after you do the tour, they do investigate. So Teresa Sayers, my buddy, little buddy, old pal, I love her to death. She's such a sweet person. Teresa has been a psychic medium for I can't tell you how long. She knew she had psychic abilities when she was like really, really young. And she had always had a sense of knowing, as she put it. She always had a sense of knowing things. She took some psychic development classes to help her understand better what it was she had. I wish they had that when I was younger. I didn't even think about anything like that. I just kind of struggled and thought I was going to burn in hell. So it helped her to better understand who she was. She is the co-host of Crossroads with Jody Nettles. That show is Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and she's also a co-host on The Otter's Den, which is every other Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every other Monday. I don't know if I said that, but it's every other Monday. She's co-host of a couple other shows, but I didn't have time to put them in here because she loves me. I was busy doing something, not that I don't love Teresa, but she understands. But anyway, y'all, this is not a PG show, so if you have kids, don't bring them on this part of the show. So anyway, Teresa, we got like an hour. Well, now we got 55 minutes because I ran my mouth. So let me get her. Hold on. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Are you getting an echo?
No, I'm not getting an echo. Can y'all hear us? Are we lagging on Facebook? Hi, Heather. How are you? Hi, Ashley. Can y'all tell me if I'm lagging? Because last week I lagged, and I did not like it. So can you let me know if I'm lagging? They're going to let me know if I'm lagging. But anyhow, can you tell me the other shows that you are co-host?
Okay, I heard you mention Crossroads and The Otter's Den. Also, yeah. Evenings with Dr. Mary Barrett, which is 9 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday nights. At the moment, I'm taking a little break. And okay. That's it for the shows. That's enough. Yeah, right now.
I was about to say your co-host.
On the plate.
Yeah, you're co-hosting a lot, and you got a lot on your plate, and I can't keep up with your lifestyle. Girl.
I can't keep up. And I, this is killing me. I cannot
and
see
I know
you,
I'm
girl.
I know. You can't see me at all?
I cannot. It's driving me crazy. I tried. It's not coming up.
Girl, I'm on Facebook Live. Mm.
Oh, I
like,
believe
it's live.
You.
They can hear
I mean,
you.
We are
they
talking.
Can hear you. But...
I just
yeah.
can't see you. Other... It's not going. I give
you
up.
You know what? It's
mm-hmm.
probably spirit. Everything.
Well, this is not right. I have my candles lit. I did my whole thing. I should have been good here.
Right. See, that's why, Hooker, you shouldn't have done any of that stuff before my show. Like, really. Now you've done set it
oh.
off to where you can't see.
Wait. I'm still playing while we're talking. I'm going to find it,
yeah,
Jerry.
She's so funny because Teresa is funny because the other night I, like, knew I had some attachments or whatever, so I call. And I had all these candles lit all over the table. I didn't tell her I had any candles lit on the table. So she's asking me where the candles are coming from. Well, way the hell somewhere else, okay? She don't even live, like, near me. She had no idea I had those candles on the table. It's almost like she did a, what you call it, remote viewing thing and was able
yeah.
to see all these candles on my table, and and they were all lit. I was trying to
yeah.
cleanse myself. With all the bullshit.
That was funny. Yeah, I closed my eyes and I just saw the candles. I'm like, what? Oh. So I felt like I had to mention it to you.
Yeah, that's how intuitive. This is how intuitive she is. Like, candles. Didn't even say anything about candles. Nothing. It's amazing.
What was
earlier,
so important? Except,
yeah.
except for
yeah,
the fact that,
we,
hey, I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, she's just amazing like that. She does readings also, y'all. So you'll have to hook up with
Thank
her.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Yes. Yeah. You'll have to hook up with her. You know, but we were talking about, her and I can talk forever. We were talking earlier about physical mediums, which we have not found a lot of research on that, right?
Right. Yes, it's very hard.
Yeah, we've been trying to find research about that. So, physical mediums. How do we want to talk about that? Because I figured maybe it was more like people that are empaths, but then it goes beyond that, right?
It does. You can actually pick up the person's pain, how they died. You
mm-hmm.
actually go through it. You take on their mannerisms. You can, if you're not careful, you can actually channel them. You have to be careful with that, which we both know. You either give them permission or you don't, which I do not give permission. You are not going through me. No. You can talk to me, but
yeah.
you are not going through me. Yes.
Yeah.
So that's another thing about physical mediums. They're very good at that.
True.
But.
Because we were talking
yeah.
about like you have your empath people that, you know, pick up everybody's feelings, or it doesn't take much for me. I could just sit next to somebody, and if they're sick or having a pain, I'm going to feel it. I don't even have to touch them anymore.
Oh my God! Yes.
Yeah, we were talking on the lines of that's the empath, but then it's a step above where spirit kind of, you know, when you're doing a reading or whatever, they kind of make you feel how they passed. How they died.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's times when, no, I shouldn't say times. Every time I do a reading, it doesn't matter, you know, the grounding and this and that that I've done or whatever before the readings. There are times I could be down for days. I am just done, completely drained. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, so I know I need to do more work with that as far as that goes, because it also can make, it makes me very sick. It takes a toll on my body in general.
Right.
So that's
you and
one
I
way
talked
I can
about.
Describe that. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I've had many surgeries. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Teresa and I talked about how we're going to address that, because like she said, you can ground all day long. You can burn as much sage as you want. You can invite white light in all you want, but, you know, when you get a situation like that, you're just drained from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I got you on that.
Yeah, and of course, we all know when, you know, because we're like beacons, when they want our attentions, they will bruise you. Not to hurt you. They don't mean to scratch
right.
you. Anything to get your attention. So I have woken up with multiple, you know, bruises and, you know, scratches. Not bad scratches. No, it's not demonic. For anybody thinking that, no, not everything is demonic. But those are the things that happen to mostly physical mediums, but other mediums as well.
Right.
Because spirit wants attention. Spirit wants, hey, I'm here, pay attention to me. You're not paying attention to me. This is how I'm going to get your attention.
Yeah.
But
it happens to me frequently.
Yes. It's just that it can be worse for physical mediums.
Right. Heather said I'm starting to lag.
Really?
Yeah, I was hoping I wouldn't lag. I'm trying to figure out what is it that I'm doing wrong where I am lagging on my show because I've got everything turned down. You know, I have the volume turned down on the laptop. I've got the volume, of course, not all the way turned down on my phone because I got to somewhat have it up, so I don't know why I'm lagging.
Hmm.
It's very frustrating. Maybe
I
haven't turned
it
up too high.
Hmm.
So how old, because you said from a very young age, I mean, I know my stuff started when I was like 6 years old. So how old were you that you can remember where this started with you?
I believe I was 4 going on 5.
Okay.
I can remember sitting on these old basement stairs. And in the basement, my mother had set up a playroom down there for me. And every time she would send me down there to play, I could never get past the third step. And everything was a cool setup for a little kid, but I could not go past that third step. So I would end up sitting there. And my mother would open the door. Why aren't you playing? You okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Tuck my little hands in between my legs and just sit there and rock. You know, she closes the door and I look over. You know, you really want to play, but you know there's something there. I couldn't see it, but I could feel it. And I knew that it wasn't good because it was a bad feeling. That's all I knew. It was bad. I didn't understand it, but I just knew, don't go down there. So that's where I would sit.
Oh, wow. That must have been terrifying.
Oh, it was. It was. I used to hide under the blankets quite a bit, trust me. Did not like that.
Right.
It did not matter how hot it was. I could sweat profusely, and it didn't matter. I was staying under those blankets.
Well, how did it work out for you as you got older?
Actually, I believe I blocked a lot of that out. You can't fully block it out, but I would try the best I could. And, you know, if you saw something, nope, I didn't see that, no. Mm-mm. And then just start doing something else and just keep moving. Yep, didn't see it, nope. yeah. But, you know, things would happen, and I would just know, we're going to say, I have vivid dreams. If I have vivid dreams, I know for a fact, if I dream the same dream over and over, well, of course, that dream is going to come true. When that happens, I don't have that dream anymore. It stops. Other than that, I do not remember my dreams. It's rare that I do. And when I do, there's usually something behind it I need to know.
Right. That makes sense.
And I've even had dreams where I felt like I actually got up and walked around, like out of body, and observed my surroundings. I could hear people talking. Yes, but you can't see them. You hear them clearly, but you're on a whole nother level.
Right.
And then I would go back in, I guess you could say, into yourself or whatever. And then I would wake up, and if you didn't fully, let's say, go into yourself, you would wake up completely exhausted.
Right.
Does that make sense to you? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it does. I haven't had the same experiences that you've had. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
It's like you still had one foot in and the other foot out. Just when you wake up, one foot is still in there and the other one's out. Does that make sense too?
I haven't had the same type of dreams where it's like been over and over and over and over with stuff, but I have had dreams where I like for instance, one night I was standing out in front of the cabin on 360 and I was just standing there and it was just as if it was like I was right there. Everything was in color. And I remember the sidewalk, it was so weird. It, for some reason, turned into tinfoil and something just pulled me back, but it pulled me back into my body pretty much. It's like, no, you don't need to. Something lured me there, but it lured me there from here, if that makes sense. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't physically, but it was like it was so real. I mean, it was real. I'm not even going to say so real. It was real. And I ended up coming back, and then recently, it was so cool. I was in my bedroom at my mommy's house, you know, and I was looking at my bedroom window, you know, and I could see the neighbor's house, and then something again, you know, pulled me back. And I was mad because I wasn't ready to come back from there yet. I was in my room.
Well, what nerve?
And I was pissed off because it was like whatever, you know, pulled me back, said it's time for you to come back now and just pulled me back into my room. And I didn't like that.
It sounds like you weren't ready to deal with that situation.
Yeah.
So you were being pulled back from it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I knew something like from that night. Yeah, from the cabin, we had investigated it the day prior, and there was something there. It was like a sense. It was more heavier than normal that particular night. It was like a new presence there, because at the cabin, you can kind of, or I'm not going to speak for everybody. I'm going to speak for myself. You can tell when there is a presence that is off there that is not is kind of new. I don't know if Dennis would agree with me on that, but I can feel a different heaviness. I don't know if it's something that somebody brings with them when they come, but it's a different feeling. So I felt like that night I was lured from my
there's
sleep
a lot there.
But you know, sometimes when you go there, like extremely, it's heavier than normal, because I know I've been at the cabin enough to know that how the energy feels, you know, and I don't think I'm the only one when they pick up heaviness, like a heaviness there.
Right. It does have a heaviness. And, you know, it's funny. I've never been there. They had a brochure on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to someone, and I put my hand on it, and it had the picture of the cabin of 360 on there. I put my hand on it, and I was talking to the person standing there. And all of a sudden, and I kid you not, this is no lie, I got zapped. And I'm not talking about just the shock, like static electricity, the little shock, you know, from a carpet type thing. I mean zapped all the way up my arm. So,
yeah,
I need to go there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, see, I'm not the only one. Heather Dotson, she is on Croc's team as well. And she knows what I'm talking about. It's like the energy shifts there. It's like somebody
mm-hmm.
leaves residue with something behind, and it's just creepy. But that particular,
yeah,
and I told Dennis even that night when I told him that night, or that evening when I left, that it felt heavier than normal, that something just felt weird. But then that very next night when I went to bed, it was like something was like, come here, you know.
It was trying to lure you. Yep.
Yeah. And I thought I left mm-hmm. it there at the cabin. I remember it wanting to come in the car with me, and I'm like, no, you better get the fuck out of my car. And, you know, use my black salt, because I always, always carry black salt in my car. I keep it in my trunk to swipe my feet with. When I'm done with investigations, I put my feet in black salt, so I'm not carrying
That's
stuff
what I do.
With me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, I thought I was the only one.
Nope. I'll dump it in my shoes.
I guess
shoes
we're twins.
Too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Last time, y'all, when I went on investigation, I put salt in my lotion, literally. Because
that's not a bad idea.
You know, I did. I put salt in my lotion. I actually put Kimberly Moxley's hex salt in my lotion so that, you know, I wouldn't have somebody casting shit on me, because she makes a really good hexing thing.
Oh, wow.
She's not on here tonight. Her whole family, I think, has COVID, so she's not on with me tonight. But, yeah.
Oh,
she had
Kimberly.
Stuff.
My
yeah,
prayers
she,
to
yeah,
you and your
like,
family.
Yeah,
yeah,
everybody's sick of it.
Sorry.
So, you know. Yeah, it's really bad. Her kids have it. It's a terrible thing.
Aw.
So.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she made
they'll
me
be
the stuff,
okay,
and I was
though.
Like, well, let me. Oh, yeah, they'll be fine. I was just like,
okay,
let me try to make this stuff and put it in my lotion. So that's what I ended up doing.
Go, girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I've learned to do that. Spray myself down with salt
that's
water,
nice.
You know. Yeah. Because I know you take doing this stuff just as seriously as I do, but we both, no matter
yes.
what we do, because of what we do, we pick up attachments we don't mean to. I can't tell you how many
exactly.
teeth has had to remove.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Same here. Yep.
Yeah.
He's removed a few
yeah.
from me. Yeah. Trust me. Mm-hmm. And I,
yeah,
did, all,
you just,
I did the
you
precaution.
Just,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there,
yep,
there are
I even
times, sometimes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I even wore the bracelets he told me to wear, because he told me to wear clear quartz.
Oh.
So I did that. I wore clear quartz on both wrists, and I wore onyx on one, and I wore tourmaline on the other, like he told me to do. And I still
mm-hmm.
pick stuff up, and I'm just like, seriously? So,
mm-hmm.
you know you pick stuff up because you feel out of the norm.
Yes. Yes.
So.
Oh, you can tell. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just don't
Although
feel like doing your same normal stuff.
Exactly. Your whole persona
mm-hmm.
changes. Yes.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Right. I was, yeah.
Very,
all
you know,
kinds
very
of stuff.
Lethargic. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
they want to isolate you so that they can do their work on you. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
we know how that goes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is very true. I know when I enjoyed myself in Florida, but when I came home, I just felt ever so slightly off, and I was very, excuse me, bitchy. Like, more bitchier than normal. Like beyond the bitch club shirt.
Oh, my God, you were such terrible. A bitch? Oh, my God,
I was.
Jerry, how dare you? What?
It was terrible.
Really, what were you thinking?
I know, but it was such so out of the norm for me. I'm not the person that my sister may disagree with this, but and my mom too. But I'm not the person that just snaps somebody's head off, you know. And I was snapping some. I was very snippy. I was one of those snippy bitches. Oh, I'm lagging again. Hide.
Oh no.
I know.
No.
I don't understand. Somebody that is does podcasts. Going to have to explain to me why is it that there is a lag.
I don't know.
Yeah, I shouldn't have one. It makes no sense.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
I can feel you. All right. Breathe, girl, breathe.
Yeah, she can feel me from all the way over here. She knows I'm irritated. Heather is doing a really good job of letting me know. Heather is doing a really good job of letting me know when it's lagging because last week I got so frustrated with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Take a couple.
I am. It's very frustrating, and I don't understand. Right. I don't know how to use the other stuff that everybody else uses. I can't think of the name of it. It starts with a D. I can't think of the name of that one, but I don't know how to use that, so that's why I do what I'm doing.
But, wait. With a D.
But Keith said lifesaver. Can you check me for attachments while you're looking at me? I'm different.
Oh, gotcha.
Blog Talk, Facebook Live, and Glenn. Okay, he has all three going. See, and I do. It's just irritating as I'm listening to thunder in the background, but it's very irritating. No, I'm not using anything wireless. My son has all my wireless stuff.
Of course
he
does.
He took my cell. I had my little cute little snowball thingy, and I was like, he's got that. So I don't know what's going on with it. It's just ridiculous because now I have to upload a laggy Facebook on my YouTube channel.
I'm sorry.
And who the hell wants to watch a laggy show?
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know what to
feel
say.
Feel lagging.
Mm.
I know. So like,
I can just feel you, that's all. I know what you'd like to say. Yeah.
I don't even have my, let me see if I can get rid of some of my, like, irritating.
Okay.
There. I have to put my smudge spray on. Keith is so nice. He's not seeing or feeling any type of attachments, which is a good thing.
No. You're clear.
Mm. I'm watching a match show. She's so funny. Well, good. At least I know I don't have to. I could have sworn I brought something back. I'll take your word for it.
You're good.
There. Whatever was attached is gone now. Actually, that don't smell too
it's
bad.
Gone.
It has
oh,
many
no,
different.
That thing is
yeah.
gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Thank God. So glad Keith into stuff like that, and you introduced us.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's really cool. Yeah, at least I know I have somebody that can, you know, look and say, okay, let's get rid of this, and this. You know, because I can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I pick up stuff, I can't. I don't really feel it, but I notice a change in my attitude. That's when I know.
Mm-hmm. Now, I saw it. I saw it, but Keith was the one that removed it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the one who moved the little skirt. He's
yeah.
the one who removed it.
So when him and I work together, we kind of balance each other out. He sees as well. So, and we both have healing abilities. Well, he's been at it for a while, so I'm learning about mine. But, yeah, we've been working together on that.
Well, you said you'd taken some psychic classes to help you, which, you know, I would have never thought to take that. I had Katie Bug help me through a lot of my stuff, and she owned a crystal shop in Urbana. So I got really lucky with her. She taught me how to embrace what I have. I didn't know anything about psychic classes then. I wish I did back then, but I guess it wasn't that timing, and she was supposed to be in my life to help me because I was going to go to Eastern State and lock myself there.
Oh, my God, Jared. Yeah. You can feel that way.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then finally she, you know, one day just nailed me on the phone, and she's like, stop letting them, you know, take control of everything, because they once they find out that you can communicate like that, they bombard you constantly, day in, day out. You can't sleep. They poke you, pop you, pop you on your feet, poke you in your back, on the finger up your and they wake you up, and I was just getting so irritated, and finally she said, look.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, you need to treat them just like you're treating a regular human being, as if you're talking to them and set an appointment with your spirit. So, and for some reason, when she said that, it just clicked.
Oh, God. I know what you're talking about. I yelled at a spirit one night here. It was messing with my bird, and I was getting very agitated, and I was half asleep. And I didn't look. Mm-hmm. I just got up and I said, will you leave my effing bird alone and just stop? Right? Well, come find out. The spirit that I yelled at, which I felt really bad, was the spirit of a little girl. And I felt really bad. But she was messing with the bird. And but if I knew it was a little girl, if I had been more awake, and, you know, I had paid attention, I would not have been like that with her. I would have explained differently, like, please, you know, the bird gets scared, we can't do that. But no, I was so sorry.
Well,
I can't deal with this.
You're halfway asleep. That's like the spoon that I keep. I keep it to ground with. I keep a spoon by my, I have like a little desk chair here in my room, so I take that and put it on my feet because I use that to ground with. And one night it kept moving, like it was moving across my chair I have here. And I'm like, will you stop? And then, you know, I realized it was a little girl. It was something that I had picked up. And, you know, I was like, you just need to go back. You need to go back to the cabin woods, because I knew I had picked her up from there. I knew she came home with me, but it was just so agitating. I was tired, and you're moving the spoon, you know, across my thing, and she's trying to get my attention, but I'm halfway asleep. And then when I realized that it was a little girl that I picked up, I was like, you need to go back. So now when I go to the cabin, go to that certain part of the woods where she was at, which we call it the portal, but it's between these two trees that kind of look like a portal, and she kind of stays there. And so, you know, but I was halfway asleep.
Yep. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, after I explained to her, though, when I got up the next day, she understood. She was fine. She was very amused at teasing the bird, though. She did say that. Like, well,
right.
Please don't do that, because the bird can have a heart attack.
Right.
Yeah, and she was sorry after that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
I had to act like
we
a
don't
parent. Mm-hmm. No. No.
Right. So I agree with you on that. You know,
so,
but Go ahead.
But I was going to say we need to learn more about physical mediums.
Yeah.
I have an interest in that. I really would like to know more. There's not much information.
Well,
so if anybody knows
where
we can look and find it. I mean, I did try to look it up, but kind of like, not much.
Right.
It would help.
No, there's a lot of information on that, but I still think it lies in the, I still think it lies with people that are empaths that can pick up other people's feelings, and then we just happen to have that times greater because, you know, of spirit world or spirit being able to come to us, like I told you this afternoon when we talked to Yorktown just innocently. I wasn't thinking about anything. I was driving through Yorktown. I wasn't thinking about nothing. I was on my way home, and then out of nowhere, the soldier just came into my car, hopped in my car. And for 2 days, I had to, 2 or 3 days, I had to, you know, feel what he felt, the different wars, you know, the different things that was happening to him in war at that time, how he passed away, and then he ended up moving, going to the light. He ended up leaving, but I was down for a few days, and I had not done anything. I had just came from my mom's house. Didn't do nothing.
There you go. He took a lot from
came.
You.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was on the couch because I know, like I said, I know I did a Facebook Live on it. I was down. I'm trying to think what event. I know when it was. It was when they had this event in Matthews at the Heiko house. Maybe Heather remembers that. When they did that event, I was down for days. I wasn't even able to go on that investigation because I was on my couch halfway asleep for like 3 days having to fill this man's stuff, you know. And,
oh, my God.
Like a,
I hate
once
that.
Once he left,
yeah,
enlisted and went away like nothing. So,
he did what he needed to do, and you helped him cross over. He used your energy, and he crossed over, through all of that.
Yeah, he used it.
But
he, he used a lot.
You know, yes, but the thing is, you know his story, and that's what he wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure you get the same way. Yeah, Heather remembers. Jose, I'm reading your stuff. I'm trying to keep up with what you're writing here as. I got a friend of mine, Jose, that is going to come on my show. I just got to figure out a good day or not even that. Well, yeah, good day to bring him on a Tuesday because he wants to discuss portals and different things like that. As long as you're not one of those non-believers.
Nice.
Because I get picky with, I will not have no non-believer people on my show.
There you go.
I won't have no political people on my show, that shit off of my show. It's not about politics. It's about ghostly and spiritual stuff.
No politics, yeah. Spiritual.
And green beans, in which I haven't received. But, you know, that's a whole different level.
Now, wait a minute. We just need your address, and, you know, the beans can travel. Know what I'm saying?
Yes, they can
beans
travel.
Beans will travel.
I'll shoot you my address.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, well, Jose, we'll have to talk first because I don't do religious stuff on my show. It's like clear-cut spiritual, clear-cut, you know, paranormal. I don't do none of that. I'm just being honest. But, yeah, we can talk about it. I'll shut my mouth. So, anyway, Heather remembers when the Heiko house, when they did an investigation with Crop at the Heiko house, and I wanted to go so bad, and I wasn't able to go because I was just down for those days. Couldn't go. You know, but let me ask you something. Have you ever experienced, like, going to a place and like you go to a historical place, for instance, and you're shown back in time?
Oh, my God. Yes, I have had that happen. I will mention the name because everybody pretty much knows this place by now. It's in Norristown, Pennsylvania. It's the Selma Mansion. And I can tell you that I've had many experiences there. And yes, I was there with another psychic medium, and we decided to go together and walk around and see what we pick up. And we had a recorder and pencil and paper, and we went into this one room. Mm-hmm. And as we stepped into the room, like, the whole atmosphere just changed. It's like you just stepped into a whole nother era, which we did. And as I was sitting there and she was talking about what she was seeing, all of a sudden, as I'm writing, a drop of blood, and I could see it plain as day, a drop of blood dripped from my nose onto the paper that I was writing on. And I could see the splatter as it dropped. And I actually went to wipe my nose because I thought, oh, my God, I've got a nosebleed. Well, guess what? I touched my nose. I looked at my hand. There was no blood there. I looked back at the paper. It was gone. But it was clear as day. Yes. And then she, the other medium, was picking up on a man that was in the room. And he was showing her some things, and I don't want to mention it, but it had a lot to do with the vision that I saw. And there are other layers there as well. So, yeah, talk about stepping back in time, yeah, and seeing things in a whole different perspective. It's very interesting, bro. Especially when the room changes, you can see what it looked like before, and the people running around through the house and what they were wearing and so forth. I mean, it's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had experiences like that sometimes where I do some of my part-time work at where I'll just sit and be quiet, and I've even closed my eyes, and it's like it flashes you back to that time period of, you know, what happened back then or who was there. It's really interesting. It happens to me a lot when I go to Yorktown or Williamsburg.
Nice.
Yeah.
But it is a whole different thing, yeah. A whole nother level.
Yeah.
Went to a hotel one time, no joke. It was like the Hotel California, and actually, Keith and I went there. We were tired from driving, and we had to stop. And talk about a whole nother level. Oh my God, there were layers and layers of different time periods. It was so intense and unbelievable. You didn't know what time period you were in, because there were so many. Yes, just in the one area of the hotel itself, the whole hotel, the ground that it was actually on, let's put it that way.
Keith said that place was nuts.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The things we saw and our experiences,
Yeah, I bet you with your experiences, like how y'all work off of each other, is pretty interesting because you're both have the same thing.
Yeah. It's really crazy how when the two of us are together, when we're just say working on a case, I'll use that as an example. We forget that, you know, we're actually a couple, and we just go into work mode, and we talk, and it's like, hey, Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Because this is what I'm seeing. We need to do this. And he's like, oh, get out of my head. And I'm like, no, you get out of my head because we are right there.
Right.
Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm.
Wild. That's wild.
When we do it, we mean business.
Yeah.
Because
well,
it's all about the client. Yes.
Right. Yeah. That's like how one my friend and I have a couple people like that, but like with Marjorie and I do investigations together because we're doing a lot of in-town stuff. We joke around, but we know that to separate, you know what I'm saying? It's when we're down to
exactly
business concentration and, you know, taking it very seriously. And I'm sure that the people that are on here with me, like Heather, you know, when we are doing investigations, we take what we do very seriously. It's not, you know, a game.
Right.
Or
exactly
something to play around.
That.
Because you
not
get
a
hurt.
Game. Not a game. We actually helped a couple of people who provoked, okay, and we had to go through some things with them and get them to understand, do not provoke, because
right.
if you provoke, you are going to get exactly what you asked for. If not, more. So luckily, the ones that I'm talking about, we were lucky to get to them in time and able to get rid of it. But the thing is, too many people do not take it seriously because it's like, well, I can't see it, so I don't believe it. Well, guess what, people?
Right.
It's there. It's there. Why
That's
are
right.
there so many issues today? The veil is thinning, number one.
Right.
Number two, more people are becoming spiritual. Number three, never mind. You know what? I'm not going to get into that. I'm just going to shut my mouth or I'm going to get in trouble.
Damn it, get into that. We have 12 full minutes for you to get into that subject.
No, I'll be a good one tonight. And you did say it was like radio R.
Can you like briefly?
I'm going to be good. People
you're
just
not
need to wake up. Let's put it that way.
What'd you say?
People
wait a minute.
People need to wake up.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say need to wake up. I'm not trying to be hypocritical. I'm just trying to help people out by saying, do your homework. How's that? Do your homework.
Yeah.
Don't just go investigate in places. And, yes, I'm avoiding the third one.
Yes, avoid
homework.
The third one. Okay. Avoid the third one
I'm
like the plague.
Yes.
Make
avoid
sure it like
the homework
plague.
Before you attempt to do something that you really don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. I try to explain that to people all the time. Don't open up a door that you know nothing about, and because it's not anything to play around with. You can get hurt doing things that you don't know what you're doing. If I go into a place and the energy is stronger than what I can handle, I'm going to call somebody. I'm either going to call Frank Lazaro, who is New Jersey paranormal, or I'm going to call Dennis, one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you know Frank. He's out in Jersey, and he has New Jersey Rope. That's my original team, you know, that I was with. And so, you know, he's my go-to person, even now, even though he's in New Jersey and I'm in Virginia. So, no, she's not going to elaborate on the people do need to wake up. She said she don't want to elaborate on that, so I'm not going to ask her to do that in 10 minutes.
That's another show. But the
other
that
thing
is
a whole other show.
Yeah. time on the other side is nothing, okay, in the metaphysical.
Right.
So you have no idea when it's coming.
Right.
So you may think, oh, nothing happened to me? Well, 10 years later in our lifetime, something could.
Right.
And it could be 10 minutes in the metaphysical world. They have
right.
no time.
That's right. There's no sense
okay,
of that.
So
I remember having a conversation with Frank Zorro telling me, you know, because I had always met, like, good spirit, you know what I mean? Never really ran into
mm-hmm.
anything that bad. And I remember when I got off the phone with him because, you know, we were having a conversation about investigations. And, you know, he was like, you will meet your match one day. And I sure did meet my match. I did when I went to New Jersey and had that whole thing happen there. But it was a good thing that I was with a good team that knew what they were doing. I'm not sure now
Thank
with Dennis,
God.
I would trust my life, you know, my life in Dennis's hands if something
oh, he's
happened.
Good.
And Dennis, yeah, oh yeah, he's too, and he knew.
And he's very humble.
You know,
he's very humble too. Yeah.
Yes, we Dennis Eslock, the ghost don't like him, but we like him.
Well, he'll tell him. He has no problem, don't. Fuck off.
No, he don't.
There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. He has no problem with talking about that's right. He has no problem with the fuck off word. You know, and we love him, but I would trust him if something was to happen to me that he would take care of that. He would nip that in the bud, and he's done it already, you know, so that's a good. My cousin's on here. She's like, hi from your Texas cousin. Hello.
Aw. Don't you love the support?
So, yeah. Yep. I got my family support on here. But, yeah.
We need
I
to
know
do another
means.
Show, Jerry. We
yeah,
have, we have
we'll
a lot
have
more to talk about.
Time.
I could keep going.
Yeah, I know. We should. I'll have to look.
Mm-hmm.
I'll look at my book. I know, girl. I'm booked. I think I'm booked
Nothing like
almost
it.
Into October.
Oh, wow. Nothing like inviting myself
yeah.
back.
Yeah, no, you know what?
You can tell
listen,
we're friends.
We can talk about this. I know, we can talk about this for hours because what people don't know is me and Teresa talk on the phone for quite a long time.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. But, you know, you
Maybe
need people like
Maybe we should just
like
do a YouTube.
We should.
People what
we
was
should.
That before that?
I said we can bounce. People need people that they can bounce off of that can relate to them because if you don't have what we have
yes.
on you, people can't relate. And I'm not trying to be mean when I say that. You know, you just
right.
you,
right.
they can't relate. They don't understand. So you need people that have those same things that you have to be able to bounce off of because you there's times when you think you're going nuts and you're not. And I've had people. It's in your head. No, it's not. You're making that up. No, I'm not, bitch. I'm not.
Right,
you know,
right.
I don't live my daily life. Half of the spirit I do see, I'm going to tell you right now, I see them every day, and I just act like I didn't see them because I want to shut some of that
like
stuff
to.
Off. I'm trying to mind my own business, and they'll come right up towards you, or you'll see somebody in public and you'll see their loved one standing by them or you'll see their pet next to them and you're just like, I'm like this with little blinders like, okay, I'm not questioning myself. I'm just like, okay, I'm shutting this off for now because they'll do
mm-hmm.
this, you know, with the
right.
finger and to say something and the timing sometimes isn't good. I walked into a restaurant
right.
where a person recently lost their child. Okay, and I saw the child sitting across the table from them as if they were, like, in the real. But the
mm-hmm.
timing, held by the person, they were still, of course, teary-eyed. If I would have said something, that person would have broke right then and there. I cannot – you got to be respectful.
Oh, my.
And
exactly.
the timing was not – I can't do that. You know,
right.
so, and I'll see this person again because when Spirit wants you to give a message, they'll make it happen if they got to do a part two.
Oh my God. They're persistent.
You know, and you have to believe in, we got about 4 minutes, but we have to believe in, we have to respect a person's belief system too, because some people don't believe in that. I had somebody point blank tell me, people don't come back here to visit. They go to heaven and they stay there. They don't come back down here. The only people that come back down here is evil devils. That is their belief system. But it isn't. But I mean,
that's
not from what I've been shown, that's not true. But that is their belief system, and I have to respect that. You know, if that's what
they
want to
believe
in,
that exactly.
Yeah. You know, and we were very cordial about it. I can agree to disagree. We're adults. We should be able to be mature enough to agree to disagree, you know, on things.
Everyone has their own beliefs.
Yeah,
that's
you
it.
Know, and that was fine with me. And I still talk to this person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, that's,
oh, that's
them.
Good.
And that's, a,
that's good.
You know, I had people that I don't believe in spirit at all. And I'm like, that's their belief. I'm okay with that. I don't have time. I just, all I can do with people is give them the knowledge and give them the different things. And I'm sure you do the same thing of what you have been shown. That is all I can do. And like when I have to give
what
a message.
What spirit gives.
Yeah. If they don't believe it or they don't want to believe it, you know, that's okay. As long as I get some of that stuff off of me, I'm okay, because then I don't have to deal with this person poking me and making me listen to muffled music half the night, because that's what happens to me.
Okay.
I can't.
Real quick, when you do a reading and a person comes to
you, 3 minutes.
And they want to know about a deceased loved one, they want them to come through, that does not always happen. It's not always the case. It's usually... like we were talking about, spirit will tell you what they need to know at that specific time only.
Right.
And that's one thing a lot of people do not understand, because they're still focused on, well, why isn't my loved one coming through? That's not what you need to know right now. We are giving you information that you need to know now.
Right.
You may not like it, but that's what we are given.
Right. You're right. And I go through that, which I'm sure, like you just said, you go through the same thing, you know, with, I don't know, I've had, when I've done readings on people, they've asked me some weird shit, you know, and spirit it doesn't matter to them anymore. It's a trip on some of the stuff. We got about less than 2 minutes. Well, it's 1 minute. We're going to have to do a part two.
Yes.
You're
so
going to have to come
up
back
as soon as you can.
Give me a date
as soon as you can.
Yeah, because we can talk about this particular subject for another hour.
Oh, it can get deep. Yes, it can get very deep.
Yeah, we can get deep into the subject. So sometime in October, I'm going to be bringing Teresa back on the air as soon as possible, so that we can discuss the subject, or unless somebody cancels on my show and then I'm not able to have that person on, I'll be like, hey, can you come on and let's talk about this?
I will be there.
Leave people, I feel like that's what I'm doing, is like leaving people hanging, and I'm not meaning to. We got several callers on the line, and then we got several people on live, so it's like, yeah, this is really a good subject to talk about, because people want to know. So I can't cut into Ryan's show, though. He'll kill me. I appreciate
you
coming on. I've got,
thank you so much.
Thank you,
everyone, for tuning in.
appreciate y'all. And tune into her show Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. Never know, I might pop up on Crossroads.
Oh, maybe we can do it on Crossroads. It's a thought.
Ooh.
Think about that. All right,
we
got 10 seconds.
Too. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Love you, everybody. Thank you so much. Love you,
Love you, girl.
Good night. Bye.
Good night. Night.
Tonight on the Freaking Awesome Show, we've got psychic medium Chris Garcia coming on the show. Hello, all you freaks out there. This is Ryan. I've got the whole Camp Hanover crew hanging out with me and Quantania for the very last time. We are heading back home after this week. Kind of sad. This summer's gone by really, really fast. And I'll miss everyone here. We had a good weekend. Took some of our friends out to the cabin on 360 for a little ghost hunting excursion. And I think everyone who went had a good time. And I think we definitely made some believers out of the people who came out with us. this past weekend. I was very happy they could come out, and Angie was super excited about having everyone out there. And, you know, it was good. It was a good, I want to say, team building exercise, but it was good to have everyone out there, get off site for a bit and hang out together and talk to spirit. So it was fun. Hopefully they'll want to come back and join us again sometime in the future. Hope everyone's having a good week so far. Hope everyone had a good weekend. We've got more people in this queue here than I've ever had on my show. I don't know what that says about my show, but super excited to have psychic medium Chris Garcia on the show tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun chatting with him. So, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put him on the show, and let's just get this party started. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just happy to be on, and it's just amazing. And it's funny how we found each other. It's been a long time. I don't even know how long you've been on my Facebook, but it's just been, you know, finding people randomly. People have been finding me, and some people are like, well, I want you to be on my show, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. So it's kind of like, I don't even know how long you've been on my Facebook line, but, you know, but it's good. I'm glad to be part of your broadcast, and I just make props to all the callers and everybody tuning to the Vibe Network, and it's an honor.
Well, I'm very happy to have you on the show with us tonight. I checked out the show you think did Saturday night on Dark Waters, and it was a very interesting show. I definitely enjoyed it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is that my reading lately, that's funny that you mentioned that, because the readings lately have been, like, I guess you can say intense, to where now I'm getting, like, very deep with the callers and connecting to everyone. So it is crazy. It really is. And it's just, I don't know if you heard the whole show, and I heard that message you sent me that your son was screaming. So I don't know. Well, I was hoping that would be a good thing. I guess maybe he was freaking out or I don't know. But that was just crazy that you told me that. You know, this is insane. But I said, you know, I'm on other shows too. So I get different responses from different people. And most of the time I give them, like, you know, what they need to know at the time. It's not what they want to hear. So I tell everyone, once that door is open, it's like there's no stopping it. So if you're ready to know, and yeah, you know, that's how our psychics work. and I'm going to give a little bit of bio about me. Of course, I'm psychic medium from San Antonio, Texas. I do have all the clairs. I do have remote viewing that I can do, see auras. I do paranormal investigations, very tuned to my native heritage. Now I'm noticing that I've been able to channel more than I did before. So that's just insane. And then I've been doing a lot of astral projecting, going to bi-location when people can't reach me in the physical, they reach me in the astral. So it's kind of like I'm there at their house. And I've done it to where I've described people's houses, but it varies with different people. It's almost like I don't want to say it, but it's almost like that Joe Charm where I see they're calling on the power of the light, the spirit, and then whatever comes through between that, the candles, is the person that they're going to contact. If that's what I believe in some kind of way, that astral is a little bit similar to that some people is almost like conjuring. But it's, I don't know if that's the proper word, or they channel the person. So in other words, they ask God or whoever they can reach up there and say, who's available at this hour? And then they tell them, well, this, and then they give them a choice, and they say, well, there's only one person. They bring them in the circle, and then they go in the circle, and then they come out into, from their sleep, they come in. Cross the, it's what we call the divine, they cross that divine and then they can see him physically. So that's kind of like a thing that I believe in. Most people are just thinking, he's crazy. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But, but yeah, I have different beliefs. So, but other than that, I'm happy to be on.
Wow. So when you see, when you say you can astral project, so when you, how do you see it like in your, is in your mind, or is it like, is it like a vision of the person's location, or how do you, how does one do that?
Honestly, I do is like, I guess you can say it's more of a location than I'm able to connect to. I guess it's like my, I guess my higher self tapping into the person that needs my assistance. It's like my spirit who to go to. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but that is how I think the best way I can describe it is more of just a knowing of connecting. But it's kind of weird that you say astral projecting, because most people are like, what is that, you know? And by locating to me, it's like if I need to be at a specific location, my, I guess the people that need my assistance, I go, whoop, I'm there. Like, I'm just, it's just strange to say that, but that's the best way I can describe it. So,
like, I've got friends over here actually sitting all around me, and they're really interested in getting a reading from you. When you, let's say I hand the phone to the girl to my right over here, when she takes the phone, are you going to have, is there a connection you connect with her from her voice, or how does it, if you explain how that works, or if it's one of those things where it's like, it's spiritual, you don't really,
I give them
you know.
A question. Most of the time I'll ask them if you have a question, but most of the time I just tell them, you know what, never mind, I'll just tell you that we will meet and see what, how I connect to them. To me, you know, you got to be very good with this one, because no one has ever asked me how I connect. I guess it's just, you know, because I have my grandma on the other side. So I guess I think that I go through the show message connecting with person spiritually, and it's like something in their voice that I connect, you know. And sometimes some people are working connect with this loved one, but most of the time it's whatever needs to be said, acknowledged at that specific time.
I got
you.
So
I can't really give you a direct answer, because that is the first.
Yeah.
But you know what? I like that courage that you asked me, because now it got me thinking, how do I just do it like that, make it look so easy? That's a very good question. And you got me on that one, because I've always been able to intune people, and I don't even need to know them. But most of the time, I give them an option of, like, if they have a question, but usually I don't like to be told anything. So I know some people just open up to me, and it's just so weird. People have always done that. So, you know, I just tell them, just tell me your first name, and then I just, you know, I just go from there.
Wow, that's amazing. So when you see, can you tell someone's aura by through astral projection, or do you have to be up with them to see their aura? And what are the different kinds of auras that are out there?
Well, there's different kinds depending on what level they're at, what frequency, and what is around them at that specific time. Usually people that are very empathic, they usually tend to have green, like a yellowish lime green color. And then I guess it, depending on your experience, your colors do change as you start realizing more. Like me, I'm an old soul. I'm an indigo child. You can call me a crystal child, but I'm still like more of an indigo child. That's before they labeled us as a psychic medium. so I have more of a royal, I guess you can say purplish. And I've even been told by others that they see gold, and they have seen white around me. So it just depends on how far the person's spirit, like right now, even though the person who's right next to you, you're going to give the phone to. I mean, I don't know if I'm on speaker or not, but if you don't have to give me the phone, this is one thing I'm going to tell the person that's next to you. So I'm just going to be like random. Okay, so the first thing I got
Can you do me one big favor? Can you speak up a little bit? Because we're having a hard time hearing you.
Okay.
That's just having a hard time understanding some of the stuff. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, well, the person that's next to you, and I see, and it's crazy because I can't see, I'm not there with y'all, but in my head, I'm seeing you, okay, that's just crazy. Hold on. I see a circle, and I'm going from left and making a circle, like, to right. So I'm going from the left of the circle and going all the way to the right, to my right side, okay? Person that's next to you, I already see that she is, or the person that's nervous, and you're kind of like wondering what is kind of going on, because I kept sensing that somebody is trying to get involved in something, but I'm being told right now that the car is telling me you'll be in trouble with others, trying to endure all the tortures and sorrow, which means you need to forgive and to move forward. So you just need to do. And I'm getting like family, what is that word? Queers, family issues. So I'm being told that whoever is that you're trying to help, if you get involved, you're going to get into deeper crap than what you already are. It's something that I would not recommend because I'm seeing conflict with that, okay? So it's kind of like that's what I'm sensing. And then, okay, this is kind of interesting. I'm using my, this is what I call my creepy cards, because they're from Anna Rivas, so you know, in case you don't know what these cards are, I'm just going to tell you. And with that being said, I keep seeing the card, the fairies card telling me, that there's a moving and a step in the right direction for you. So I'm being told that somebody is, okay, being relocated or going to be relocated. They're about to move, transition, new beginning. Same time while all this stuff is going on, get some rest, because the more that you let your body rest, the time that you feel will grow stronger in all different ways, in all different four corners is what I'm seeing. The four corners, you have to be physically rested so your spirit, body, and soul can be rested. So in other words, you need to just get plenty of rest, because I feel like you're, okay, I just got that. You're burned out. Now, if the person wants to talk, they can talk, but I don't know if that makes sense. Now, if they have a certain question, they can direct me to whatever they want to know.
So what's your question? I mean, it looks like you're pretty much on point. The way she's looking at me right now, it's like, what the hell? Look her in her eyes. But, yeah, it sounds like pretty much we're right on the money. Do you have any questions? Well, she's a little shy. So I'm her interpreter.
You can interpret in case if she's got a question. What is the one thing that stood out to her that really just kind of just like, oh my God, are you serious?
What stood out to you?
What is the thing that stood out to you?
Talking about how someone was being relocated in my life.
Oh, okay. So that makes perfect sense. So what I'm being told with that, now that I heard your voice, I feel like they're telling me procrastinating, which means that you're always like, okay, I'll do it later. Okay, you know what? I'll do it tomorrow. No, you know what? I'll do it later. And I'm being told later never comes, because when that time comes, you're just like, okay, what am I doing? Do I really know what I'm doing? it's kind of like you question it, but you really shouldn't. What I'm being told to tell you is just go with the flow and just go with it. And I'm being told that since it's new, you have to adjust change, because I'm being told it's hard for you to adjust to change, because everything you doesn't know everything you had, you have to work here, so it's other, in other words, of a new start. And it's weird, because as I'm reading you, my hands are sweating, so that's telling me that you're very nervous. And you're very shy. And
you can say that.
Really, you don't like talking to just random people. You're very quiet about your problems. You're more kind of like, you isolate yourself. And I've been told with that that you're very empathic. So right now I keep seeing like tears. And it's not kind of tears of, I want to say it's like, seems like happy tears to me. But then I have these, I'm seeing in my head like, I'm seeing her, and it's like she's crying because I hit it like right on the money, and she's just in, it's kind of like she's like, oh my God, like, and I'm being told that she's like, dude, is this dude in my head or what? It's kind of like I'm hearing her in my head. Are you really in my head? And I'm like, yes, I am. So it's like I'm talking to her telepathically, and even though I don't know if you heard this message, but if you didn't hear the message I just told you, I'm going to tell you out loud. You will be fine. Everything will be fine. Don't overthink and don't overdo it. Okay? And that's what I got the message for you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we have a bunch of people here, but we also have people on the phone calling in
uh-huh.
for a reading. If I put someone on, do you want them to tell like where they're from, or like how would you like to go? How would you like to proceed?
Me, that's funny because you're giving me good, but usually, I just tell them, you know, what you need, and then if they want to know where they're from, they can, and then I just go from there, because usually, like to me, when I do readings, I don't know how I do it. I even just freak out myself sometimes. But I guess it's whatever the person wants to say, like if their name, they want to say what state they're in, or they can just say their name. So, but
okay.
Usually on different shows, I just go with it. I don't need for them to ask me anything, unless if they're asking me a specific question, like, oh, is my spouse cheating on me? Well, have you seen moving? Or, you know, stuff like that. Then I'll connect to that. Focus on that.
All right. Well, I got a caller from area code 812 calling into the show. I'm going to go ahead and put them on, put myself on mute, and let you talk to them real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good, Ryan.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Yes. Hello. My name is Nicole.
Okay. Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
So, you know what I feel like with you? I feel like very energetic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I'm being told is you're telling me to connect with nature, because the fairy card is telling me. So you need to regenerate and inspire by spending time outdoors. So what I'm being told is that if you just, like, I feel like you're just trying to do multiple things, and I've been told, and it's weird because I see you in my head like you're in the middle of a forest, you're looking for a nice place to sit, and I see you sitting in style, and I'm seeing your hands like you're praying, okay,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, what direction, or am I in the right path is what I'm seeing, and I'm being told that you're trying to question your destiny or your fate is what I'm being told. So what I was going to tell you, to give you some inspiration, connect with nature. Connect. Okay, that's good. I just heard that. They're telling me connect with butterflies. I'm seeing butterflies all around you. Okay, butterflies. And then, okay, I'm seeing a dragonfly. There's something that stands out with a dragonfly. And What I would hope for you to do is do research, because I'm being told that the dragonfly is your spirit totem. And I'm being told the word illusion. So what you need to do is just look straightforward and say, is this real or is this fake? No. You know what your path is, but you need to connect with it, okay? And that being said, connect with nature, and they're telling me that your answer will be found during a vacation or retreat or a holiday getaway. So I'm being told that when you connect with nature, you're going to get your answer. The answer that you're looking for is to get out, and you're going to see something in the forest, and it's weird because I'm seeing camping. I'm seeing a lake, a beautiful stream of water. I almost want to say it looks like from far away I'm seeing a mountain. I don't know why I was going to say mountain. That looks so weird. I was thinking to say mountain, but they told me to say mountain. I was going to say fountain. I keep seeing like a fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a statue. And maybe this is just spirit, the fountain. And then I'm seeing the beautiful spring water. And something about spring water. Something about spring water.
Okay.
So I feel like you, and I think what I get too is that for some reason, okay, this is interesting. They're telling me to admit your true feelings to yourself. Be honest with yourself on, you know, what is that you truly deserve. So in other words, admit to yourself and admit to others that if something's bothering you, what you need to do is speak up and tell people how you feel. What you're doing is you're holding in too much sin, and I feel like you're a time bomb about to blow up because you have so much emotion, and it just feels like, you know what's weird? I keep seeing a volcano, like, in your stomach. I don't know what that symbol is, but I'm seeing, like, so much, like, I'm seeing, like, auras inside of red and orange, so I've been told that you have a lot of passion, and you're being held back from what you believe because you feel like that if you don't say, you're going to be judged by the way you think and the way you perceive things. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, or did I tell you what something that you needed to know?
Yeah, the waterfall and everything, you're describing where I live at. I live in West Virginia, but I do have a question. I was just wondering, my mother just passed away June 26th. I was wondering if you have any messages from my mom.
Okay, for some reason, she's around you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for some reason, I keep seeing white doves. And I'm seeing, like, it's weird because, I mean, I don't know what they have in Virginia, but I'm seeing a lot of dragonflies. I'm even seeing them come very close to you. And she's telling me just, too, that you will be fine. And I feel like she has to be your guide to help you within what you're meant to do. I kind of feel like she's, like, and her, on the other side, she's an elder, which means it's almost like charm, like the white light or Leo. She heals people. So when I was told when she crossed over, there was a door that opened for you. So I'm being told that spirits are drawn to you like a damn magnet. But I'm being told to tell you that she's very proud of you. And she says that you need to speak up and speak the truth. You need to just be yourself. Don't try to be someone else to impress other people. You be you, okay? And that's the message that I got from her, coming to you. Just be yourself.
Okay.
Don't be, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm sensing. It's crazy because right now, that's weird. I just saw something. Hold on, I think this is a message. Hold on. Okay.
Right.
Okay, I don't know why I'm getting an Elton John song in my head. Okay, hold on. It's Hey chewed. I don't know what song this is. I'm looking at it. I feel like Elton John is like trying to give you some inspiration. And I've been told that you just need to stand tall. You know what? That's the song that stands to me. Stand tall. Stand tall and just be proud of who you are. Okay? And that's what I was trying to tell you.
Okay.
Hopefully that resonates. You're welcome. And nice to meet you, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.
Have a good night.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about her mom. That's terrible.
Yes, it's hard. I mean, some people, I feel like everyone has a questions, and that's, it's crazy because to me, it like just tells me that, you know, everybody's just hurting, and I feel like now there's a lot of people that are spiritually awakened. Like, you know, I've always been awakened. I don't meditate, and I do shows. I don't meditate, you know, and that's the thing for me. It just comes natural. Sometimes I just don't even know. You know, there's been people like, how do you connect? And it's funny, right? Because nobody has ever asked me. Anyone that, I guess, I don't know if there's anything on the queue, on the line, but if you come across one of my friends, maybe if one of them is there, they'll probably say that I just do things natural, and hopefully one of my friends call in. So for the callers that have never heard of me, they can give you a better a description of how I do my reading and how I connect and what I've done for them. Because for me, the thing is, most people, you know, just work with me. I'm always humble. You know, I've never changed, no matter how big I became or how big I'm going to become or whatever God wants me to do is what I'm going to do. And I don't have this goal of, you know, any sort, you know, and if I feel like I'm changing, my friends will tell me, come on, Chris, you need to get that, you know, you go away, because you've always been on point. You don't change. You tell the people what they need to know. And to be honest with you, man, at the end of the day, I'm just saying that I've heard so much good feedback from me. That you're amazing, you connect, I can't believe how you do it. It's just, but at the end of the day, I'm just me, and I don't want, you know, I'm just being Chris, you know, even though my, when I'm not doing readings, I'm more just very laid back, and when I'm doing readings, I connect to a different level. My vocabulary is different when I talk in spirit. My words are different words that I would never say. They come more than what I am when I'm more laid back. So I just want, so if anybody calls in, hopefully somebody's in the queue can tell the callers how I help you and how much I have changed people's lives and how much of an impact I have. And I just want to say I love everyone out there that supports me and very curious about me. So I just want to say I send lots of love and light to every single one of you.
Well, we have another caller here from 804. I'm going to go ahead and put her on the show. Just state your name, and we'll see what happens.
Hey, is that me?
That's you.
Yes.
You know who this is?
No, I don't.
I do not recognize my number. It's Andy. Huh?
Yeah, no, I know. I just, I told,
oh,
I, told,
oh,
I want,
you were like,
yes, for him, not me. I know who you are.
Oh, hi, it's Angie. I'm so sorry I wasn't there for the beginning of the show. Hello?
No, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you. How's the show going? Good so far?
Well, so far I haven't had any complaints. I'm just myself. I I couldn't. It's just weird because Ryan's asking me a lot of good questions that I've never asked. Like he asked me, how do you connect when you're reading to me? I just go with it. That's how I do. It just comes natural. I don't really have an answer. It just comes natural to me. So, but first of all, what's your name?
My name is Angela or Angie Parker.
Okay, nice to meet you. Okay. Okay.
Hi.
First of all, what I was told is practice, and I've been told with daily practice, you can polish your skills and talents and increase your confidence. So what in other words I was told while I was reading it to you, they're telling me practice makes perfect. That's what they're telling me to tell you. Okay, so you practice.
Can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
That practice makes perfect. That's what I was told to tell you. That's if you practice with your abilities, you'll polish them, and you will grow with major confidence. And I feel like with you, you've been kind of quiet, but I feel like now you're coming out and speaking the truth and saying the word of God and what you're meant here to do. That's what I was telling you, okay? And then they're telling me to tell you to try to save some money. So, and then being careful with your finances. Okay, so I'm being told also to your wish will come true. So I'm being told that whatever you're wanting, your wish will come true. As a matter of fact, I see a lot of happiness in me.
Oh,
and
yay.
I feel like very energetic. I feel like very jolly for some reason. I don't know why, but for some reason I keep getting September. I mean, not December. See, December, sorry. I mean, why is it September? I guess spirits are trying to talk to me. Anyway. I'm being told that there's business. I'm seeing a business for you. So what you need to do is trust and follow your new business idea because it's going to give you a career opportunity. Okay? I'm seeing a big opportunity come for you. But I'm being told just to look at the options that you have and look at because I'm being told that it's going to give you time to figure out how you want to do. And then they're telling me to do the card that came out for you was do some research. And they're telling you need more information about the situation. Look into it further before proceeding. So in other words, they're telling me to tell you before you make the decision and make it official, do the research. Okay? And then for some reason, I said December, but for some reason, I think it's like I don't want to say I get tongue-tied, but I was sometimes something just come random. So there's something about September, even though that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say December. But something's standing out to me now that I know that came from spirit. So there's something in September that's coming.
Yeah, that makes sense. September, that's going to be a huge month for me.
Okay. You know what's crazy? Before you even said that, like, I don't know what September's going to be for you, but I keep seeing renew your vows of marriage, another celebration of growth and learning to love each other. And I'm being told that there's a lot of good communication and honesty. Okay? That's what I'm saying. I don't see betrayal. I don't see any of that. I mean, it's crazy because I don't know why I was told to do this, but the daughter card came out and it says the answer to your question involves your daughter. I don't know because I don't know anything about you. But I don't know if I'm connecting to you or what, but I'm seeing a foster child. I don't know why, but that's just so weird. I'm seeing a foster child or foster children or almost like that makes sense. Like a program of making children that don't have homes to foster them. And I keep seeing like a big building with all these children to help the children, to give them some peace of mind because this is getting weird with this reading. Okay, all these kids that I'm seeing, they've either been abused, molested, anxiety, depression, And I think that this new building of just working together and trying to accomplish a home for children, and it's not like, I don't know what the word is I'm trying to say, because it's like everything's like, they're talking to me too fast, and I'm trying to tell them to come down. Hold on, guys. Let me stop talking over me. I don't want to say it's a foster home. It's better than the foster home. Something that's so beautiful, and it's crazy because in my head, I'm seeing the walls painted, and I'm seeing pink. So I'm seeing like the aura of pink, and I'm seeing like a lot of love into this building. I don't know why I keep seeing that, but that is so weird. Now, if you have anything to say to interrupt me, you can. So if you have a question or if anything makes sense, please let me know.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm kind of a little in shock right now. I mean, the whole being around a lot of children was kind of, I'm working at a camp right now. So that was kind of fitting, but I don't know. I've always thought about fostering kids. But I am kind of like, I'm trying to find, September is going to be big for me because I need to find a job. My job is over in August. So, and so, you know, and it kind of makes sense. I'm applying everywhere right now. So I do need to not just take the first job that's offered, which I always do. I need to like chill and do some research before I just jump in somewhere and then I'm not happy. So that makes sense.
Okay, well, well, you know what's crazy? When I get to a foster home, I don't know why, but you have to start with you. I mean, within yourself, I feel like you're just a loving being. As a matter of fact, okay, I'm getting chills. Ooh, God.
I would love to be a foster parent. If I had, like, I just don't have the space. That would just, I've thought about it so
I think
many
you
times.
To, yeah, I think you will. Just let it come to you, because I'm being told as long as you're true to yourself, everything will unfold and everything will be brought to you. You know why? Because God knows that you're trying to do something good. And nowadays, it's hard to find that, especially with children, with all this stuff that's going on, with all this crime. And what I'm being told is, I can see this building. Like, it's already there, but it's not there physically, because I know you said that you're doing a camping thing. So maybe it's going to start from there. It's going to grow. And I feel like, okay, this is weird. Why did I see that? Okay, this is getting weird. I don't know why. they're actually talking to me, but they're talking to me real fast. But I feel like you will find, and I do feel like something in September is going to, I actually want to say that you're probably going to be hired somewhere that has to do with children. And with the foster home or the foster children, I feel like you have the perfect spirit of yourself and how you carry yourself, that I feel like you would be, okay, that was weird. You would be a good mother for all the children. They would actually call you. Like, I see them all around you, and I can see you, like crying, because you're like, oh, my God, look, this is something that I always have wanted. And most people, when they come on this earth, a lot of people don't achieve their dream. But I'm being told in this lifetime, you will. You will achieve your dreams. As long as you remain positive. And don't take the first job that, you know, just do your research and see what stands out to you. And I'm being told with you, you're going to get chills. You're going to know. You're going to have like almost like a deja vu or like a dream that's going to guide you to where you're supposed to be. Okay?
All right.
And you're nice meeting you, by the way.
thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. I have to get off because I just got a radio call. So hopefully someone else is ready for you. And I Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Bye.
Thank you so much for calling in. Bye.
Wow.
So, yeah, fostering kids, that's pretty heavy.
But I just feel that she can do a good job, and it's crazy because I do feel like a part of her, it's weird because I didn't get the chance because all these messages were coming, but I was told that she was my archangel. And one like that, and she was brought back down, but she's an archangel in human form, and I can see her, like, she has her wings, but her wings are hidden behind her. So I feel like she was an earthbound angel, because she's been in heaven before, like, many times, but I feel like she had a lot of work to do up there, and she achieved, from what I'm being told, from the records of her files, that's what I'm seeing. The Aztec records, I'm seeing that she was very fortunate. She was very well off. And I'm seeing that she had a big, okay, that was weird. They're actually trying to correct me. I don't like that. Okay, they're actually, I was going to say dome, but she actually got a castle up there that she helped so many people. And it was like anytime that that people had problems, they would come to her. And most of them were children. Some of them were children, some of them were teenagers. So she has been, I've been told in most of the last times, she has helped so many people. And it's a really amazing of what she has done. And I feel like she has the potential. Yeah. So it's just amazing.
Well, I'm telling you what, I'm completely amazed by what your the connections you're making here. I've got a friend here next to me who would love a reading from you. We've got like 13 minutes left, so I'm gonna try to get reading for her, and then I'm gonna try to get one more phone call before we have to end the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go ahead and hand the phone over to my friend over here. Just tell me your name, and there you go.
Hi, my name is Aranza.
Okay, yeah, first of all, I've been told that you have the power. I've been told to use your abilities to solve the situation, and they're telling me they're actually rooting for you on the other side. They're saying that you can do it. And then they're telling me, ooh, now this is going to probably be the tear dropper right here, but they're telling me information to live your thoughts and energy and to attract what you desire, use positive information. And it's funny because I did a show about this. With you, I feel like they're telling me that there's insecurity in some kind of way about you. Things bother you, and you have all the stuff built up in you that it's like you just, I feel like there's a part of you that's happy and a part of you that's not happy with yourself, but I got some news for you. You need to change and say that I'm being told from God, and I'm telling you from all the angels up there, they're telling me, girl, you are loved. Don't ever think that you are not loved. You are. You just have been along the wrong circle of people. So what I want you to do, whenever you feel down or you ever feel insecure or just doubt or whatever, get the stick past, put them on the fridge and say, I'm beautiful. I'm insightful. I'm trustworthy. I'm blessed. I'm trustworthy. I have a beautiful spirit. Whatever you need to do to inspire yourself, if you have to put it on every damn refrigerator or on the door or in your room or on the mirror, because I'm being told on the mirror when you go to bed, I'm being told on the bed of your stand bed, put different things that stand out for you. And I'm being told that you need to tell yourself that you're beautiful, you're worthy, because you kind of feel like with your voice, you have this weird thing like nothing's going for you the way it should, but I'm being told that everything is taking its course and everything is taking time. So, and then with that, okay, now this is interesting. they're telling me, who do you need to forgive? As you release old anger and resentment, you will find that your wishes will come true. So basically, if you know who you need to forgive, the people that have hurt you, one particular, like if you have to either call them and tell them, you know what, I forgive you. They might not want to hear that, oh, nah, you know, they're going to tell you whatever. But just know that if you know that they're stubborn, they're never going to talk to you because they have a stubborn attitude. And that's what I'm being told. If we know this is a stubborn attitude. So regardless if you ask that you tell them that you forgive them, they might say, yeah, but underneath it, they're like, you know, that kind of thing. Being. So what I was told to tell you that if they don't forgive you, definitely a sign of the cross and say amen. And I hope you find your way. And you don't have to do it in front of them. You can do it when they turn around and just pray for them and say, help them find the truth and to help them God. And if they cannot accept that you forgive them or they accept your apology, but people are involved, and I've been told for some reason, I'm seeing four. Okay, four. There's four of them. Let them go. And as you walk away, don't look back and say, I did what I can. I tried for you to work on yourself. And they're telling me that, oh, it's funny because they're actually telling me what they're saying. They're saying, girls, you got the power. You know, so basically what they're doing is they're rooting for you. It's just you got to take that step out of the comfort zone. And know that you can do it and just know that you're loved. And it's crazy because even though you're quiet, but I feel like you're just crying because your eyes, and it's weird because I'm seeing you in my head, like your eyes are so watery because you feel like, you know what, I'm better off, you know, without being in this world. What I was told to tell you, if you have thoughts in your head that you're better off not being in this world, that's not true. There's a lot of people that love you. It's just like I said, you're in the circle of people that are envious of you, anger, rage, hate, resentment, and you need to be around positive people. You need to change your life.
Yeah, thank you. I wasn't like expecting it. It was.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Welcome.
I'm going to try to squeeze one more caller on. I've got put on caller from area code 347 on the show real quick.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Hello? I don't hear anything. Maybe they're just listening. Why don't they hear some people that pause and listen? I don't.
Let's try another one. Area code 209. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks
Hello?
For taking my call. Hey. Hello?
Hi,
Hello?
Nice
You're on the air.
You.
We got you.
How can I help you? Do you have any questions for me? Or you just wanted to say, what do you want to say? What's your name again?
This is Julie.
Oh, I was like, who's this? I couldn't recognize your voice. Oh, my goodness. She always did it. Okay, what I was told with the message you told me, I do feel that he hasn't called you, but he should. Just give him some time. And I feel like there's a lot of finding out who he is and what he has to do. I'm being told that you're a spiritual teacher, which you already know that. You have a purpose of healing and spiritual healing. So I do feel that when he finds or whatever he finds, you're going to have to do some healing on him. Okay, so it's that things need to change and you just keep positive. And you might feel like things are hopeless, but I know that with the emoji that you sent me, don't ever feel like there's no hope. There is hope for you because you're being rejoiced and you're being reborn. And I've been told that there's a second chance. between you and him. And most people don't get that second chance because once you're out of that door, they're like, bye, don't come back, you know. But but I do see that there is positive change around you. So just know that you just got to just find yourself, Julie, and just be happy. I feel like when I see you and you talk, I feel like you're happy inside, but I feel like you're not fulfilled with everything. And they're telling me right now what the cards that I've used and those cards are. They're telling me the beginning of a glorious destiny. So there's a big destiny for you to fill. You are absolved from all past faults. So when you go, whatever you're holding on to, let it go. Because I'm being told if you don't, it will affect the bond that you have between you and him. And I'm being told what there's healing and heal and healer within yourself, call up on the angels. And I'm being told Raphael is coming in to do some healing on your heart and on your mind. Okay, I'm seeing like yellow all around you. So I'm being told that you just have healing and just know that you can be fine. Don't have doubt in yourself,
so,
okay?
I actually had another question because I know I have to put them on the side burner.
Okay.
But they're funny, so thank you for that message. What can I focus on? Do you have, like, something I can research, like a name, a place, something like that so I can be working until I get a phone call or whatever I get?
Also, you're trying to give me a location. You asked for a location, right?
It doesn't have to be a location. Mm-hmm. Something I can research and dive into.
Okay, for some reason, even though I don't know what the object is, but I heard hidden treasure. Okay. Hold on, let me see if I can get a location for you, because this is bilocating and that's super projecting. Hold on. What area can she study? Okay, I don't know why I'm seeing that. That's just so weird. There's a connection. New Zealand is what I'm seeing.
What?
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. New Zealand. New Zealand is what I'm seeing.
Hmm.
That's what I'm seeing. And then I got London. Too. So there's a combination with New Zealand. I don't know what New Zealand is, but that's what I was told. I don't even know how much time we have, Ryan. How much time do we have, Ryan?
You've got 2 minutes left, and it's one of those things where if it goes to 10 o'clock, it'll cut off. So I don't want to be cut off in mid-sentence or anything like that. So you got about 2 minutes.
Julie, contact me. Just contact me personally. And you don't have to get a hold of me, just message me. And then when we're busy, I'll see what I can do on video for you and then see where we can connect.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
You're welcome.
And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in.
Anytime.
Well, we've got about a minute left, man, and I really appreciate you coming on the show with us tonight. You definitely made an impression on everyone sitting here with me. And Angela, and anybody who's called in, we really appreciate it. I'd love to have you back on the show sometime in the future.
You just got to tell me when you're available, because that was funny that you said that, because I had another show that I was doing, and they want me back, and they said September, and then they said November. So I'm pretty open for September, October, November, so just let me know when you want to do it, and then we can go from there. So that's basically what I can say. And then for the one that I didn't get to, because they said that one of my friends said that she was in a call queue. I don't know if she was listening. Well, hold on. She says that she was listening.